The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Right now at the Durham Museum, there's an exhibition that runs through May, which is an exhibition of the Negro Motorist Green Book. Coming up on March 12th, Dr. Cynthia Robinson, who is the Department Chair for Black Studies at UNO and also Associate Professor of the School of Communications there, is giving a presentation at the Durham Museum on the documentary Driving While Black. Cynthia, thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
The Negro Motorist Green Book is such an important piece of history. From your perspective, what does it mean? What does it signify? And why should we look at it now?
What it signifies, Green Book in and of itself, really is an extension of passes. This all, of course, like everything else in this country that involves African Americans, has its roots in slavery and the fact that Black people always needed a pass. You know, you need a pass to go here. Your body itself was criminal and outside of its usefulness during slavery. You did not own your own self. So now post-emancipation, it is still an issue because that legacy of slavery is still with us. So, you know, what are you doing on this train? We just have to put you in the back of the train where the coal is. That is an extension of slavery. And then today in 2026, driving while Black, you in a nice car, and who are you? Why are you in this car? Or you in the wrong neighborhood, wrong meaning not a Black neighborhood. Who are you? Why are you in this neighborhood? Black bodies are always suspects. So a lot of police brutality, get pulled over because supposedly you have a busted taillight or expired plates, and then, boom, you're killed. That's why it is relevant today. It is, as they say, from that day to this day, the same day.
The PBS documentary, the full title is Driving While Black, Race, Space, and Mobility in America. What are some of the elements that we can expect to see in this documentary that will then spawn discussion afterwards?
Well, the documentary does an excellent job of really starting with the root of the problem. Black people were enslaved in this country, and their bodies were not their own. It really shows how that then becomes an extension of what we see today, and including, you know, sundown towns, residential segregation, you know, Black people, you're just not welcome in non-Black spaces. So that's how you get segregation. All of this is post-slavery, by the way, but it starts in slavery. And then it does this excellent job of really describing how the Green Book started and the necessity of the Green Book. You know, where are you going to stay? I take road trips with my kids and grandkids and all over this country, and it's never a problem. You know, you just stop at the gas station, go in the front door, you know, go get your gas, go use the restroom, go get whatever snacks, go to whatever restaurant, you know, go stay whatever hotel you want to stay at. That was not always the case. One interesting thing is my dissertation is on colorism. And I interviewed a lady who could pass as white. And she said to me that she had a white grandfather on both sides. And so she could pass as white. And she said when they would travel, she said, my father always went in the front door. He could always get gas. He could always go get sandwiches and whatever because they thought he was white. So that is the relevance of it. Outside of being able to pass as white, Black people could not do that. So it is a very extensive historical overview of these experiences, and it's really good. It talks about, is, you know, where will you stay tonight? Always unsafe, just, you know, outside of Black spaces. So Black people created these wonderful places to go. Hey, stay at this house right here, and it's going to be a house that, you know, you can get food and, you know, get cleaned up. And by the way, these entertainers are going to be here. Like, you know, it's, that's how that came about. And then it also talks about how post-civil rights movement, these places closed. the freeway came through in a lot of cases and closed the places down, but also there was no need necessarily. And Victor Green said there would be a day when you wouldn't need to have Green Book, and that day came. I'm going out of town on a road trip next month, driving down to Little Rock, Arkansas. I don't need to say, hey, where can I stay? Because I know I can stay anywhere that I want to stay. That is really, really the relevance of the display. That's why you should know this history, and the Durham Museum is helping people to understand this history.
It's Thursday, March 12th, starts at 5 p.m., runs till 8. It is Driving While Black, and your moderator and host of this is Dr. Cynthia Robinson, who is the Department Chair of Black Studies at UNO, also Associate Professor at the School of Communications at UNO as well. Information can be found at durhammuseum.org. Dr. Robinson, thank you so much for sharing today, and we look forward to your presentation.
My pleasure.